Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. As we near the midpoint of Ramadan, we reach across the Atlantic to a British man who converted to Islam more than 15 years ago.
My name is Stephen Longdon. I'm from Manchester, which is in the north of England. One of my most pleasant memories of Ramadan was my first Ramadan, and that would have been in 1993. Obviously, the newness of having to wake early and eat early and then fast during the day itself was unique and interesting and stimulating, but we also pray each evening in the mosque throughout Ramadan. And I was in a particular mosque in Manchester, and a guest imam had come to lead the prayers, which lasted about an hour and a half, and recited in Arabic. And this particular gentleman's recitation was superb. I've never heard anything like it since. It was an incredibly beautiful recitation and extremely moving for everybody concerned. Just the music of the language and the specialness, the sacredness of the moment praying together during Ramadan. And at the end of Ramadan, you probably know we have a celebration the day after the last day of fasting called Eid al-Fitr, which means Festival of the Fast Breaking. And again, that was my first Eid, and I attended with a friend of mine who's also a convert. He converted around about the same time as me. And, you know, we were there, and it was a mosque where it's a very mixed congregation where you have people from many different cultures and backgrounds from all over the world. So you can, and people tend to wear their kind of traditional clothes from their home country. But of course, being English converts, we went along in our, you know, Sunday best, if that's not too ironic a thing to say. So we were suited and booted, and of course, we stuck out a little bit as a result of that, which wasn't a problem because, in a way, everybody stuck out because it was such a diverse congregation. And the way we were treated by our fellow Muslims and the way they treated each other at that special time, you know, the greetings, the warmness, the offers of, you know, come to my house and have dinner with us, have lunch with us, etc. It was just a very special occasion, which, you know, I'm sure people from other faiths can relate to there on their holy days as well.
The whole of the Quran is read in Muslim mosques and by families across the month of Ramadan. We asked Stephen to read us a passage from the Quran that expresses the essence of faith and of Ramadan for him.
Now, you have to forgive me because because we're fasting, my throat's a little dry, so forgive me if it sounds a little raspy. I'm going to recite a chapter of the Quran which comes towards the end of the Quran. It's one of the short chapters. And it's called, in Arabic, Surat al-Asr, which means the chapter's name is time. So here goes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr. Inna insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. So that's my little effort reciting the Quran. And in English, I'll translate that. So we start every chapter, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most kind. With regards to time, surely humankind is at a loss, except those who believe and do good deeds and are steadfast in truth and are steadfast with patience. And that's it.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.